This is Lovefinder.com, a Teen Wolf fanfic written by Kinky Fix and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Derek Hale-style Stilinski, with additional tags for pre-slash, background relationships, online dating. "Ma'am," Stiles says, for the 32nd time. "If you can't get to any other websites either, then this is not an issue with our website. This is an issue with your internet connection." "But I don't want to get to any other website. I want to get to this one, and I can't, so you need to fix it." Stiles doesn't actually bang his head into his desk, because, fun fact, he and Scott did experiments, and that shit can totally be heard over the phone. But he really, desperately wants to. Instead, he takes a deep breath and tries to explain again. He's rubbing his head 10 minutes later and wants to whimper when his headset connects again. "Lovefinder tech support, this is Stiles. May I have your user ID?" "Derek Hale at Gmail," a voice says, sounding as grouchy as Stiles feels. Stiles types the ID in quickly, pulling up the account even as he says, "And what seems to be the issue?" "It won't let me edit my profile. I can type in the fields, but it glitches every time I try to save." Stiles hums, fingers moving swiftly over the keyboard. Habit now to pull up the front end as well as the back end of an account. "Have you tried logging out of your account and back in yet a couple of times? Still doesn't work." "Gotcha. Let me take a look at a couple of... wow." Stiles snaps his mouth shut and winces, but he knows it's too late. "Is that a good wow or a bad wow?" the guy asks. "It's just a..." Stiles clears his throat and resolutely looks away from the profile picture that had loaded onto his right monitor. It was definitely a good fucking wow, but he's not exactly prepared to explain to the guy that, "Sorry, your profile picture is hot like the sun, and it made me lose my train of thought, and also control of my mouth, and possibly control of my dick." "Yeah, no, bad idea," Stiles thinks, and shifts in his seat. "It was sort of a neutral wow," he says, and then winces. The guy makes a noise of disbelief, but thankfully Stiles spots the problem right away. "Okay, so actually this is a known issue, and we've got some guys working on a long-term solution, but if you can give me about 5 minutes, I can get the temp fix done for you. I can either call you back or I'll hold." "Right," Stiles says, then slaps his hand on mute. 911, Stiles texts Scott after he starts the process. "Riddick, hot guy on hold during CompSync. Awkward." "Talk to him, dude," Scott texts back, because he's a raving optimist. "Right, solid advice if you're a lunatic," Stiles hisses, and the guy says, "Excuse me?" Stiles slaps a hand over his mouth and squeaks, eyes flying to the phone that's lit with a green light instead of a red. "Oh, shit, you forgot to put me on mute, didn't you?" the guy asks, thankfully sounding amused. "Forgot to make sure, actually. Sorry about that." The guy laughs, and Stiles kind of wants to sigh, because it's a really nice laugh. "Always pays to double check," he says. "I once sent an email to my employees about an evacuation drill, but I spelled it wrong. It went to 800 people, having auto-corrected to erection." "Oh my god," Stiles says, busting out with laughter. "It's been 2 years, and I still get crap for it." He sounds so resigned that Styles starts laughing again, and he has to wipe his eyes. I can't decide if that's the best thing I've ever heard or the worst, but I guess it makes for a good date story, so I'm sure you'll be using it a lot here soon. I'm glad one of us is sure, Derek says dryly. Though right now my profile just says, not entirely an asshole. Styles snickers. Yeah, I'm thinking you might want to go with a different first impression. My sister, Derek says, answering the unspoken question. She just signed me up and filled out the profile. She's convinced that since it worked for one of our friends and our younger sister, I should give it a shot. Well, if it helps any, it worked for friends of mine. I mean, okay, yeah, I was skeptical too, especially when I first started. But me and my BFF Scott both figured, what the hell, and we signed up. Within a week, Scott got like a 90% match with this girl, which is basically unheard of. And they've been together ever since. One in a million, Derek says. Styles grins, leaning back in his chair. You'd think so, but the rest of the story is that they both forgot to inactivate their accounts, and, like, a month later, Scott freaks out because he's got another 90% match. He flails around for, like, 2 days before his girlfriend fesses up that she got another match, too, and as it turns out, they were both matched with the same dude, and now they're all living in polyamory bliss. You've got to be fucking kidding me, Derek says. Swear to God, Styles says, raising his hand like he's taking an oath. Almost 2 years and they're still sickeningly sweet. No, I mean, I'm pretty sure I know this story, except the other way around. You're talking about Scott and Allison, right? Yeah, how did you... Isaac's the friend I was talking about, he says, chuckling. So, still one in a million. Or maybe two, I guess. What about your sister? Styles points out. You said she met someone, too. Yeah, well, Derek hedges. It's only been about 6 months for her, so jury's still out. You know what they say. One's an incident, two's a coincidence, three's a pattern. Styles' computer chimes, and he sits up. Oh, hey, it looks like the sink's done. Try logging out and back in, and we'll see if we can't get something better in there than not entirely an asshole. There's a clatter of typing, and then Derek says, okay, it looks like it's saved on my end. How about on yours? Styles refreshes the page and snorts out a laugh when he sees that the bullet-pointed list has been cleared out to be replaced by, do you copy, Red Leader? Nice. He says. Everything looks good. Let me just... He switches screens and types in his own password. I'm going to reactivate my account and send you a wink, just to make sure everything's working correctly. Why reactivating? What? Styles blinked and stopped typing. Oh, well, it seemed pretty stupid to keep it active when I wasn't getting any matches above 50%. I mean, a couple of people contacted me, but... He shrugged. Scott and Allison, and then later Isaac, sort of set the bar. I mean, even Lydia, who was basically doing it for spite, ended up with like an 85% match. He cleared his throat. All right, you should be getting an email in a minute. See if you can wink back at me, and then we'll be good to go. Sure, he says, almost gently. And Styles can only be glad that he's letting it go. There's a short clatter of keys, and then Derek's laughing softly. Hey, Styles, he says. If one's an incident, two's a coincidence, and three's a pattern, what's four? What do you... Wait, did you just get a match? 95%, Derek confirmed. That's actually... Well, I mean, really? It's... actually more surprising that you had to use a service than it is to know you got a match in, like, a minute and a half. Are you going to contact them? I already did. You should probably check your email. What do you... Oh, right. The wink, he says, as his phone buzzes on his desk. Styles unlocks it and sees that he has not one new message, but three. The first subject line is, "Derek Hale winked at you." But it's the second and third that have his chest clenching. "Derek?" he asks, a little breathless. "Sorry I kept you waiting for so long," Derek says, which is both stupid and sweet at the same time. But Styles can maybe get used to it, he thinks, as he runs a finger over the second message. You have a 95% match with Derek Hale. It's okay, Styles says, typing his response to the third message. I have it on good authority that you're not entirely an asshole. And this time, he does let himself sigh, just a little bit, at Derek's laugh. 2. Derek Hale. From Styles Stalinsky. Subject: Dinner? Yes. The end.